Sing it, Hugh.
Ding dong. Maybe you need to cut that terrible ass beard off now. That thing didn't connect in the first damn place. Look, I just said
now personal shots at Daryl.
It only took a half hour.
I kicked him right in the ass on the way out the door.
And I just said, grown men shouldn't be talking about other grown men's beard.
And then you did.
But I took a shot. I took a shot at him because he,
you comment on people's hair a lot, by the way.
Yeah, it's because lack thereof.
Yep.
But no, it was like, yeah, go ahead, go about your business. You should have known you was getting fired, dog. You left. You ain't even.
Well, he should have known. Well, he was clueless. I mean, he's just not a good GM here in Philadelphia.
Clueless.
No question. Our 215-592-9494. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Daryl's greatest hits. We're going to play for you a little montage of the best moments. There's a lot in 6 years. A lot of nonsense that was spewed by the Sixers president of basketball operations. We'll get to that in about 10 minutes. Let's go back to your phone calls and all this. Where are you at this morning? Maury is out. Is the glass half full for you, half empty? It's half full for me. I'm feeling way better about the Sixers now that I know Maury's not going to make this thing worse. Like, he can't. He's not allowed anymore. He is out of here. Josh Harris finally got one right by removing Maury from president of basketball operations. Tamir in Wilmington is up on WIP.
Yo, what's going on, guys? How y'all feeling?
Tamir, what's up, man? I'm feeling better that Maury's out of here. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Joe, you know I called for you, man. Mm-hmm. I got to talk to Hugh real quick. Hugh, what's going on, man? I appreciate you for everything, man, for real.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah, I'm good, brother. I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to call, hey, Joe, real quick, man, just real quick. Are you like, appreciative of Philadelphia sports right now? Like, are you happy about it or no?
Overall, I mean, I guess I'm happy about where the Flyers are going. I'm happy the Phillies have turned this thing around. I'm excited to see what the Eagles are. And I feel a little better about I feel better today about the Sixers. I mean, obviously this weekend was not good to me, right? Both teams getting swept. But, yeah, in general, I feel optimistic about a lot of these things.
Okay. So, Joe, you know the one person you criticize the most, right?
Who's that?
Jalen Hurts.
Well, I mean, he's the quarterback of the Eagles. We talk a lot about him, so it's just maybe it sounds like that. But what does Jalen have to do with this, though?
Because it goes back to my first question, Joe. I just wanted to know, like, at the end of the day, Joe. I mean, we got the Sixers, we got the Flyers, you know, and we got the Phillies, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not making us happy. When have the last time they made us happy? Right?
It's been a while.
So
it's been a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you criticize Jalen a lot for winning. So I just want you to understand and notice that certain players in certain positions won't give you the satisfaction that, you know, Jalen Hurts will. So we always got to, you know, understand what we have while we got it, right?
Yeah,
right?
Take care.
Right,
yeah, satisfaction.
So, Tamir, here's what I'll say. I agree with you, but to me it's not so much a Jalen thing, it's an Eagles thing. Like, I'll say this. All of the nonsense with the Phillies so far this season, having to fire their manager, the Sixers nonsense all the time, and the Flyers until the last couple months, obviously not being kind of relevant for a while, it does make me appreciate the Eagles, Tamir. It's not a specific Jalen thing, though. It's the Eagles. It's the Eagles. They're the best team here. We know that.
Yes, sir. But right. Where would the Eagles be without Jalen Hurts? Joe, tell me that. Please.
Well, they would still be pretty good.
Probably with a different quarterback winning the Super Bowl.
Joe, please tell me where the Eagles would be without Jalen.
Well, I have to know who's replacing him. I mean, if they have nobody, then they won't be any good.
Yeah, who's the QB?
Yeah, tell me who the QB is, and I'll give you their record.
Yeah, come on, Joe. It's all good, though. I just want you to really realize, like,
where would Jalen Hurts be without the Eagles? Is a better question.
Nobody wants to answer that one.
Where would Jalen Hurts be
without the Eagles? Yeah,
it's a symbiotic relationship.
Who has a better chance of succeeding without the other? There's an obvious answer here.
Donovan McNabb didn't take it to two Super Bowls and win one and wasn't an MVP.
That's such a good point. Almost like their teams are 20 years apart.
No, he didn't do that to me.
I mean, 20 years apart, but they're both playing the same position.
No, the point is they're on entirely different teams.
Yeah.
And in different leagues.
But the thing is, we can't dummy down what Jalen Hurts has done for this city. We got to stop doing that.
Isn't that what you're doing by saying
that is not making you feel that way.
Yeah. Well, that's what Hugh does every day.
Bryce Harper is not making you feel that way.
Hugh fantasizes about that.
I think Tamir cooking. He's saying what he's saying.
Yeah. But it's all Jalen?
Well, I mean, he's the quarterback.
He needs the Eagles way more than the Eagles need Jalen, dude. Let's be real.
He was a football player.
He doesn't know ball.
He's a football player.
Get real.
He knows it. He knows.
He used to. We don't know what happened anymore. He forgot a lot. Now, go ahead, you.
No, I'm just saying. It's you play the hand you're dealt, right? And Jalen has been dealt a hell of a hand, and he's taking full advantage of it. So I don't really separate the two. I mean, I don't know what we would be without Jalen because I don't have any history of that. I don't know what we would be without
him. So to me, a good phone call, man, and we appreciate it. And we have fun with the Jalen stuff. I'm excited to talk a lot about Jalen with you in the next couple months. Well, I mean, we're gonna have a lot.
Because it's gonna be the football season right around.
You ready for all those Jalen conversations?
No.
Oh, you better get ready. I can't wait.
It's like, you know what?
You guys want to start revving those up?
I can't wait.
I have adopted the philosophy that if you start out the conversation with me about, say, I'm hating on Jalen, I'm going to go ahead and just stop talking to you.
Yeah, Tim, look, and let's keep...
Because it's not hate.
Well,
it's,
you're a hater.
It's analysis.
So, like when you fantasize about that.
It was
a complete
doing.
Fantasy.
We were talking about, just like when Tamir talked about hypotheticals, it was
fantasy
a hypothetical.
Fantasy world.
It's what fans do on a daily basis.
I actually have never heard an Eagles fan fantasize about Dak.
Nobody fantasized about it. What would he look like in this offense? Dak has put up numbers with mediocre talent.
Well, that's
not true.
Dak's had big time talent.
Not as much. Okay, when I say mediocre compared to the talent that we have here.
Well, on the defense side of the ball, no, he hasn't had the Eagles' talent.
That's not helping him put up numbers.
No, but I'm saying talent is talent, right?
Dude, he's had some very good supporting cast.
Okay, compare offensive talent that he's had that we have.
Okay. CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, Zeke Elliott.
Devontae Smith?
Well, even go back to the first.
No, I'm saying it's comparable. I'm not saying it's so obvious that the Eagles have had better.
Am I wrong to wonder what it would look like when he puts up gaudy numbers?
No.
You weren't wrong.
No,
it was just that you did it.
No.
It's just that I did it.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm a
sports analyst. That's why. Do I have to pull out this belt? Do I have to show y'all who got the belt?
Week to week, Dak Prescott is a better quarterback than Jalen.
Because I got a couple more days with this belt.
Can you stop with the belt?
I'm just saying, do I need to show you the belt? And who has the belt?
We don't care.
Poor guys.
But I'm just saying.
Bringing out fear in the older generation, asking to bring out the belt. Poor people out there.
I forgot about that trauma.
PTSD
That's my era. We got beat down.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. And then we will have the montage of the best moments of the Maury era. Chris in Middletown up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Daryl. Guys, great song by Green Day. It is very fitting for this. Good riddance.
Yeah, good riddance. He's out after 6 years of nonsense, Chris. Go ahead.
And you just triggered me.
What I do with the belt?
I'm 49. The belt. Yeah. When you say get to get the belt out, dude,
I told you.
I start getting nervous.
I could feel half our audience thinking about the old days when you said, "Don't let me get the belt." Yeah.
No, I tell you, man. I mean, I know this is probably not the PC thing to say, but that's what made the Jackson 5 so great, though, dog. I mean, when you think about it, that's what probably made them as great as they were.
Joe,
what
you talking about?
The belt.
Yeah, from Joe.
Yeah, I mean, they probably were traumatized, but
they benefited
tremendously from that.
Oh, this is great.
All right, let's pivot back before Kyle blows a gasket and then the stash flies off. Attaboy, Joshy, glad you did the obvious and fired the dummy. But the next move right now, here's what you got to do. Dead weight, overpriced contracts, got to go. Embiid's got to go. George's got to go. They got to go bye-bye. You build this team around Maxey and Edgecombe. Nurse stays. You keep him as coach. And here's a name for you that they should possibly look at. He's familiar with Philadelphia fan base in somewhat of a similar way. Younger, analytics-orientated executive, I pronounce his name how I want to pronounce it because I'm a Philadelphia fan. So I pronounce it Vince Roseman. Bring in Vince, and let's do it. And then I have to address something here, though, Hugh. You're a visionary. You tried telling everybody years ago. You did. You said Maxey's the future. And they just weren't ready to hear it, okay? So, you know what? Hugh, this further proves to me you definitely do vibrate at a higher frequency.
I try to, Chris, that's why I don't give up on Kyle and Joe. That's why I come in here every day.
We don't give up on you.
I just can't give up on them. They're two good individuals. I just got to get them right. It's just going to take me longer than I anticipate.
You have to get us right.
Yeah, it's just going to take me longer than I anticipate.
Let me tell you, Hugh. You guys asked yesterday if anybody's staying with Hugh. Hugh, I'm staying with you, bro. I got your six, okay? And you know what? Because y'all going to see Hugh's right here, okay? And y'all going to see that Jalen Hurts is hot garbage. So I'm holding the line.
You did say that. You did say. Good call, Chris.
No,
he got you with that one.
Metaphorically.
No, you said the words.
But you know
he's
what?
Hot garbage.
It's kind of like whoever comes in and becomes the GM, it's kind of like going to be like this. Like, this has been a 3-year process of me getting y'all right.
Yeah.
And I've made a little bit of ground. I made some ground over the last 3 years.
What are our progress with you? Because that's deteriorating.
I need a little bit more time. This is probably going to take a little while.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it's Vince Rosman. That's who...
he was talking about...
So he is a name I have on top of my list. He works for the Thunder. He used to work here. Player development out there with the Oklahoma City Thunder. It would be kind of cool if we had a Roseman and a Rosman. So we'll talk about some names later of who could be potentially in the mix for this job. That's a name, Vince Rosman from the Thunder, I'd keep an eye on. Right, before we go any further, your phone calls 215-592-9490 for reaction to Morey out. And is the glass half full or half empty for you with the Sixers this morning after the ouster of Daryl Morey? But it's been 6 years. We've had a lot of Morey moments. Can we hear a montage, the best of the Daryl Morey era in Philadelphia?
Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is an exciting day for Philadelphia basketball. Today, we welcome Daryl Morey, one of the best executives in the NBA.
I'm so excited to be here. I can't believe how quickly this came together.
We're right there. But I agree. There's no obvious, you know, Golden State or 90s Bulls to go through, thankfully.
You know, someone asked me who's a better scorer, him or Michael Jordan, and it's just factual that James Harden is a better scorer than Michael Jordan.
As you guys have heard, you know, it's a mutual love fest, so we feel like we'll work it out. So.
Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be a part of the organization.
We're just focused on championship, and I know you have to squint a little, but we feel like this group can still do. He's one of the best three-point shooters in NBA history. We really like what he adds to the team, and we feel like our healthy group, our playoff rotation with Buddy Hield is right there with everyone in the entire league. He puts the fear of God in the other teams.
Why are we not coming down his throat? Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
See, we've been ducking the tax for the last couple of years, so we'll keep this going.
Appreciate that perspective. I'm quite confident we were selling high. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
They didn't sell high enough.
Shout out Deadline, you did not upgrade the roster at all. What message does that send down the roster to everybody involved?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a more so just, you know, listen, it happens.
As we say goodbye to Daryl Morey. Hugh, what are you thinking about the trip down memory lane there?
That was pretty riveting. I'm over here trying to figure out. I'm writing in my notebook today.
Oh,
because I'm serious about it.
Are you ranking your favorite moments?
Well, no, I'm trying to figure out who is possibly the best GM for this job. And who's gonna be retained?
Hold on, you're workshopping new GM candidates.
Well, yeah, already.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out.
So are you like deep dive in the analytics of different front offices?
Well, I'm just looking at
you know that we are on the air for 4 hours.
No, I'm saying, but I'm doing this while it's show beneficial.
Okay.
I'm saying it's to help it's to help the Sixers.
I like how you spun not show prep before, but show during is beneficial.
No, I'm saying show beneficial because a lot of these things I have in my mind, I got to write them down. That's why I got the notebook.
That's to be determined.
It's the wrong color, but I got the premise is the same.
So there's so many of those Morey moments that Kyle put into the montage that I love. I mean, the fear of God, talking about Buddy Hield, is one of the most ridiculous things anyone's ever said out loud in front of a microphone. Ending it with the maxi, it happens. So, like, beaten down at the podium the other day, trying to explain Morey trading away McCain.
You talk about putting a bad spot.
But one of my favorite ones, now, he wasn't here when he said it, but it kind of played into it because he traded for Harden. When he said in it, that was back, I think, in an interview in 2019, that it's just factual that James Harden is a better scorer than Michael Jordan.
If you look at the math.
Maybe look at less math, Daryl. Can we look at less math and more just basketball on the court? Because one guy's a chump and one guy's Michael Jordan.
I think it's some notable omissions. Did he say something about using AI?
Oh, at one point.
That might have been. I think my favorite stretch of that is the Harden's better score than Michael Jordan. It's a mutual love fest. To Daryl Morey's a liar. And I will never play for another organization he's a part of.
The best part is if you watch the video, and James Harden is in China at that point for a basketball camp.
Yeah, and everybody's like, what does that have to do with anything?
All those kids there, they're just to play basketball with James Harden and learn basketball from James Harden. They probably thought it's an amazing opportunity, right? This Hall of Fame basketball player. And he just takes the mic. He's like, and Daryl Morey's a liar. The faces, and they're like, who? What is he talking about?
Yeah, they probably completely went over. Yeah, they went.
You know, as we look forward for the Sixers, I actually think with Daryl Morey, what he should do next is take a page out of what Theo Epstein did in baseball, because Theo Epstein was obviously a great executive, but his ideas of the way each team should play changed baseball, and changed it really for the worse, because everyone started playing the same way. It became boring, slow, shifts, you know, strikeouts, all that kind of stuff, right? And Theo Epstein exited the Cubs, and he went to work, Hugh, for Major League Baseball to help the commissioner changed the game, like changed the rules to make it more interesting again. Mm-hmm. I actually think Morey, who's not a dumb guy, right? He just didn't do a good job.
Nah.
His ideas, he basically was the one that said everyone should just take threes and go to the rim, right? No more mid-range shots. I actually think Morey should go work for the NBA and try to help them make the game, kind of change the rules to make the game more exciting again. He actually probably could do a good job with that. Get away from being a front office person and go help the commissioner.
Yeah, help him out because not have to be at the forefront.
Yeah.
At the forefront of certain things, because it's clear you're not a people person.
No.
And a lot of times you say things, in my opinion, that have people, it's unrelatable to the everyday individual. And I know that, you know, you being at the hierarchy of the NBA level and all this other stuff, being a GM and stuff, that might not mean a whole lot to you. It feels like it doesn't. But when you're talking to people, trying to get them to buy into certain things, it's tone deaf than a mofo, for real.
Tone deaf's a good word for Daryl Morey. He did not make us feel like we should believe in his plan. And on the court, it didn't look like it. Ed in Phoenixville is up on WIP. Hey, Ed.
Hey, guys. You know, I take personal responsibility for Daryl Morey getting fired.
What'd you do,
that
Ed?
Morning, I shaved the mustache.
Oh, no.
Cause effect, he's fired that evening. So...
I'm going to thank you. You may feel bad, but I'm going to thank you for getting Morey out of here.
Good.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, it's just not a look for me. So, but anyway, in all seriousness, I think it's a good. It's going to be part of a good, and I'm going to say process again because I was a huge process guy. I remain one. And the darn thing of this whole 13 years is every time something bad would happen, I go back to when Hinkie was forced out in favor of the Colangelos, or I guess they brought Jerry in for a little bit, then Brian came in.
Yep.
So he never really got a chance to finish his story, so that won't happen. I mean, that's over and done with. But looking forward, I think, you know, this is a very tall very recklessly speculative, low probability kind of thing. But I think in a perfect world, Josh Harris, and especially if OKC wins another title this year, back up the Brinks truck and, hey, Sam Presti, you need a new challenge. That won't happen, but Nick Collison is his assistant, former college All-American, I think would be able to bridge the gap between sort of like the analytics side and like really knowing the game. So Nick Collison would be my number one pick, but I don't know if he hasn't left OKC since college. So
yeah, that's an interesting one. Yeah, I remember when he played at Kansas. He was a heck of a college basketball player. Yeah, and sometimes I think it's when people say this, it's like it's simple, but sometimes simple is right. Go and get someone from Oklahoma City, right? Like, if you can't get Sam Presti, which, of course, Ed, if Sam wanted a new challenge, I'd offer him basically half ownership to come here and take over the team. So, but if he didn't want to do it, and I doubt he would leave, then yes, get me someone from that front office, like the Rosman guy that Chris brought up, who used to be here and then went out there, or maybe Nick Collison. Like, that, they're clearly the best organization in basketball right now. They're doing things. It's almost like if the Phillies needed someone, go get someone from the Dodgers. Like, they're just doing it better than everybody else.
Yeah, and there's also Nazi Muhammad, who oversees their G League team, and he was a former Sixer. So, I mean, I don't know what a fit's going to be, but I think there needs to be like a balance between the analytics side and somebody who's played the game. Just to, you know, if Hinkie did have a downfall, I don't think he was very relatable to much of the team, and certainly communication wasn't his thing. I think his communication was better than Daryl's, but So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I don't know if you're allowed to play it again, but I need to hear that jolly drop. That was my favorite part of the montage.
We will. We will.
The montage will be replayed
later. Yeah, we'll have it again for anyone that missed it here. Ed, good phone call.
The only avenue in which you're going to hear that again.
Yeah, it's a great drop. It really is.
Unbelievable.
And how could we do the Maury montage without the jolly cut? Yesterday was a big win for Jolly. Let's be honest. I mean, Jolly and I have battled on some things. We were on the same side of the Maury thing, though, that Maury wasn't good enough and had to go. But that was a win for Jolly yesterday, without question. Let's go to Hollis in Swarthmore. What's up, Hollis?
What's up, Joe? Sit down here. I'm not talking to you. You know, I'm driving the bus with the guys with the helmets on, you know. Guess what one of them said to me when I told him about Maury? I said, the Sixers GM. They said, is he the guy that started the cesspool? I said, no, the process. They have little dyslexia. They mix up words. You know, you can't say nothing about them because they're special. I talked to Kyle. You guys know I'm a Cowboy fan. We're going to get off of that. I love the Sixers, the Phillies, and the Flyers.
All right, so what are you thinking? What are you feeling today, Hollis? You feeling better?
I'm feeling, hell yeah. You know why? You know, my cousin, Rondae Hollis Jefferson, played for Brooklyn, and he called me and he asked me what was my point of view about Embiid, and this was before Christmas. I said they need to sell him. Why, the selling is good because he was showing a little promise that he was coming back. This was before the Boston series. This was before Christmas where I thought we could have got some money. That's when Giannis was putting his name out there. I said, look, Embiid's doing well. Let's get him out of here now to get him off of the books. But that's neither here nor there. Number two, be quiet, guy, I'm talking. Number two, you know who you should look at too? He'll put this down. Jameer Nelson. Jameer Nelson played for he's my son's friend. He had investment in the D League. He played for St. Joe, and he was a former player for Orlando for 14 years. So why not a homegrown guy that knows basketball?
Yeah, Jameer would be a good idea, and he's here. I mean, he's been part of the organization. I mean,
he's part of the organization.
That's on the list that I'm looking at.
Oh,
Jameer.
He's on your list.
Yeah,
he's on your list.
International. He's one of the international coaches. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was thinking about that, man.
Wow, you know, Hollis, great phone call, man. Call again. I like that he was yelling at the people in the back. Was he yelling at us or other people?
I guess somebody in their name
Because we
Hugh.
Weren't talking.
Yeah, I guess he was somebody else in their name was Hugh.
No, I think he said, be quiet, Hugh, to you.
Yeah, he wasn't talking to me.
he definitely
wasn't talking to me. He was probably talking to somebody on that bus.
Okay. Jameer Nelson's a good one. So I prepared a list of a few names. We're going to get to it coming up in a little bit on who we want as the next executive. I think Hugh's list is going to be a little more substantial. Now, of course, he's preparing his while we do the show. Good thing we have a new notebook here.
I'm listening, but yeah, I'm this is what, when you have ADD, you can do things like this. You know what I mean? You can do multiple tasks at one time.
I'm not sure you can
fidget every now and then.
Yeah, you think you can. All right, 215-592-9494. Glass half full or empty as the Sixers can Daryl Morey. Your reaction to the firing yesterday, where the Sixers go now. We'll throw the Phillies in as well coming up. Observations from last night, and I think we aren't fully grasping what we're witnessing with one of our Phillies right now. It's gotten to a point where I feel like this person has surpassed just great to a different level at this particular thing. We'll get to that coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Tired of your lawn looking like the losing team? Step up your game with Turf Tech, the Delaware Valley's leader in premium artificial grass. Their custom turf looks real, feels real, and plays even better. No mowing, no mud, no stress. Contractors, landscapers, homeowners, buy their durable premium turf at one of their dozens of distributors, or you can go directly, pick it up in 24 hours, or you can get it delivered in just 2 to 3 days. Visit turftech.com. That's TURFTEK. Turf Tech, the yard you've always dreamed of.